right now. You might be at your house. Make sure you immerse yourself with this content. Make sure that you you don't drink Kool-Aid with me, baby. I want you to swim in the Kool-Aid, inject it in your arm, spike both your arms, IV up your legs, swim in it, immerse in it. And I promise you, sell or be sold, book and audio, MP3, CD, however you're listening to it, I'm streaming to you from some universe, will make you a master at the art of selling. Why sell or be sold? Look, every person is constantly either being sold something or selling something. What end of this equation, this calculation, do you want to be on? Do you want to be the seller? Oh, but Grant, I'm not a salesman. I'm not a sales type, Grant. Good. Okay, so if you're not going to be the seller, then you're being sold too. Every person is constantly either selling something, whether you know it or not. It is happening every second, every minute, every hour of every day of every year. You're either going to do the selling. If you're an artist, you're going to get a job or you're not going to get a job. You're trying to write a book. Writing a book is not difficult. Selling the book is difficult, right? Look, it's either a product, a service, maybe it's simply your viewpoint, an idea you have. You're trying to get your girlfriend or boyfriend to go eat at a different place or go do a different thing. Or maybe you're trying to get your kids to finally move out of the house and go get a job. Or go to school or get better grades. Whatever it is, look, everybody sells. The fact that you don't have a business card that says salesman, you're not selling cars or plumbing or contracts or mortgages. Look, you're selling something every day. I just met with three bankers this morning, not in the book, by the way. Just met with three bankers this morning. I'm like, they came in, they saw what we were doing in our sales meeting and our morning meeting, and they're like, man, dude, how do I tap into this? These are a bunch of old, crusty bankers. I'm like, you guys don't know anything about selling. That's the problem with banking. You only do good when the economy does good. And then when the economy goes to hell, your businesses shrink. When the economy gets good, you expand again. I said, you guys don't know anything about selling the second sale. You don't know how to pitch people. You don't know how to sell. You don't know how to negotiate. You don't know how to close. All you know how to do is be in a position to just wave a big stick. You want the loan or not? If you want the loan, that's the terms. And nobody likes you. People hate bankers, right? Why? Because you don't know how to sell your proposition. And these guys are like, man, you're right. By the way, I sold them all four of my books and got a speaking gig because I showed them the difference between selling one thing, closing a deal, completely different. And they're like, well, how's that different? I'm like, because you didn't even come in here. You sold your company, told me how great you are, told me you've been around 125 years. Why didn't y'all bring a proposal in? Oh, you're going to say you didn't do that because you don't know what kind of loan you can give me on this property. So what? Assuming, Grant, the loan does this. Assuming your finances say that. Assuming these things, we want to do business with you today. Hey, why don't you sign right here and we'll get started on it. They didn't even bring that material. Third book I wrote was If You're Not First, You're Last, which is a book about pipelines. And I'm like, you guys, you don't know how to keep your pipeline full. And the banker looked at me and says, that's the book we need. I said, no, dude, you need them all. Bro, you need them all. Because if you don't have somebody to sell and can't close them, and then you sell them and close them, you need a pipeline full so that you can get to the next person. The last thing you need to know how to do is how to take action. This is what every business person needs to know. So why should you read this book, listen to this audio program? Why should you pay attention to me right now? Look, it doesn't matter whether you're a banker, a plumber, an actor, a parent, a boyfriend, girlfriend. If you want what you want, and you don't want to give up, and you're willing to do whatever it takes, you must learn to sell, communicate, present, market, brand yourself, close a deal, fill your pipeline back up, and keep taking actions and stay motivated every day. Most people have no idea how much their lives depend on the skill of selling. And even fewer people know the formulas, exact formulas, techniques, and laws. That's right, laws. There's laws and rules of selling. There's things that you can do that actually make selling successful more often than not. The first thing you will learn in Sell or Be Sold is how absolutely vital selling is to your success, your career, your business, your money, your family, your self-esteem. You have to learn how to sell or be sold. Right? Even my self-esteem is connected to my ability to get my way in life. If I get my way more often than not, will my self-esteem go up? Sure it will. Secondly, you'll learn very simple and very basic principles in addition to taking care of your family, taking care of your self-esteem, taking care of your business, making your dreams come true. You will learn very simple and basic principles that will make you an expert, a professional, a ninja, a killer, a master.